Immigrants from Latin America who have recently arrived in the U.S. often have poor access to health care in general and to mental health treatment in particular. The University of North Carolina, Charlotte, is one of several universities trying to change that. For a member station WFAE, Michael Tomczyk brings us this report.
Yo vengo a la consulta para...
Patricia Becerril comes to Bethesda Health Center in North Charlotte every other week. It's no easy trip.
Tengo que hacer doble transbordo de autobús.
It takes her 2 hours to get here. She takes 2 buses, so coming here, she's definitely devoted to getting this treatment. She comes every time.
Translating is UNC Charlotte master's student Catherine Wilkin. She's Becerril's mental health counselor, and Becerril says she's helped her deal with depression.
Esto de estar viniendo a las terapias a mí me ha ayudado bastante. Me siento más relajada, me siento...
With therapy, she's gotten able to organize her thoughts and feelings, and she feels better, not frustrated, less stress.
Becerril initially came to this free clinic for diabetes treatment. Director Wendy Pasquale says primary care is often the starting point for patients here, most of whom are immigrants.
One thing that we have been seeing year tras year is that many patients came here with physical problems, but really are mental health problems.
Meanwhile, a counseling professor at UNC Charlotte named Daniel Gutierrez was looking to get more involved in the community. So a colleague put him and Pasquale in touch, and they set up a partnership last year. 8 or so master's or PhD students in counseling or psychology provide treatment. They're unpaid. It's part of their training. Some speak Spanish. Some use an interpreter. Gutierrez says they see a variety of issues.
The big three we keep finding are depression, high levels of anxiety, and then high levels of trauma.
And the clinic's focus on the immigrant community means treating many people who are uninsured and often here illegally.
Latinos, although they're experiencing a lot of these mental health concerns, they are least likely to be able to get services.
There are similar partnerships at Virginia Commonwealth University, the University of Georgia, and the University of Denver. In Oregon, Professor Shahana Kozlovsky is involved in one at Pacific University.
We were wanting to train our students to be able to respond from a more culturally informed model in general.
And Kozlovsky says the need was great among Latinos, who often face a language barrier and may have had a traumatic trip from their home country.
There are stories of sexual assaults and rapes that happen during border crossings. And then there's more cumulative experiences of growing up in poverty or dealing with drug cartels or gangs, or some people have difficult experiences in their country of origin.
Pacific University has around 20 master's and PhD students providing counseling at any given time. Even with that, she says Latinos face waiting lists for treatment. Back in Charlotte, a handful of people line up the one day a week the clinic's Anna Ferreira signs up new patients.
The thing is that the rain must have scared them away today. Because usually we have, like, last week we had like 10 people, and I had to turn 5 away.
Ferreira says there have been some mornings where 20 people line up before she opens the door. They're mostly waiting for primary care, but Ferreira says many will get referred to the UNC Charlotte students for counseling. She says the students are making a big difference at the clinic. Student Catherine Wilkins says it works the other way, too.
For me, it's been good because that experience, it hasn't been just the easiest client I can think of that we read about in textbooks. I feel very comfortable building up from this.
So do UNC Charlotte professors. Later this year, the university plans to scale up the partnership with Bethesda Health Center. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.
And that story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, WFAE, and Kaiser Health News.